This is Confused, and welcome. The song you just heard was Never Enough from The Greatest Showman. I wanted to play it before I started my very first podcast of Confused, because it's gotten me through so much of these last few months of 2018, and in a way, it's really inspired me in creating this podcast. But enough of that. I'm sure you didn't come here to hear me talk. Except you did. Of course you do. it's a podcast for crying out loud. Let's just say I'm not used to talking and people actually listening. I'm a naturally quiet person. So this is going to be different for me. So to start out this show, being the first one, I'm going to introduce myself, explain why I'm so confused, if I can figure it out, and then I'll go into a few topics that I will probably bring up through each episode. And from there, I hope you will decide to continue listening. And if you haven't stopped listening already, thank you. All right. So, my name is Alyssa. I'm 23 years old. I am a female, if you can't tell from my voice. I am Hispanic. I grew up in Texas. I still live in Texas, but that may change in the next few years or so. I still live with my parents, but that will change too. Very soon, I hope. I do have a bachelor's degree in writing, actually. Writing is the passion. And I say the passion because I have many passions. I don't like to single it down. I love animals, especially cats. Cats, I'm a cat person. And my pet rats. Yes, I have pet rats. I've only had three in my life. I had Jerry. We have a cat named Tom, so it just seemed natural to name our rat Jerry. He did pass away only about 3 months ago, and he was a year and a half. I still have Templeton. I named him after the rat in Charlotte's Web, and that was Jerry's brother. So they were pretty much identical. And then he's coming up on two. And then I have Romeo. Romeo is an albino, so he's completely white with pink ears and a pink nose, pink tail, and red eyes. He's probably what you would think of when you think lab rat, but he is a pet rat, and he's probably one of the loves of my life. He's a sweet little boy, and he is not even 1 year old yet, so he is still a baby. So I really love animals. I love art, painting, drawing, clay, even body art. I do have tattoos. I have two, and I hope to get more no matter what other people in my life tell me, because that is just what I want. So, I love my family. They can drive me up a wall. I love my significant other. I like to think that if life was really just one big puzzle and we were two pieces, we'd fit together somewhere obscure in the middle. We may fit perfect and complete each other. But we also have other sides and other people that depend on us. All right, so that's a little bit about me. If there's anything else you want to know, like what's my favorite color, which is blue, and orange. I don't know. Like I said, I have a hard time picking. Welcome to my confused life. But feel free to ask in a message or an email. I will be more than happy to answer those questions. All right. So in the next segment, I'm going to go into a lot of what I might talk about in these episodes. All right. Welcome back. Now that I've told you a little bit about me, I want to go into what I might talk about in these confused episodes. And my goal isn't really to have you leave these episodes more confused, but I would like to start a conversation with your family, with your friends, with your school, with your coworkers, with your town, your community. Really just a conversation that could help us not be so confused. So a lot of what I'm going to talk about in these episodes are culture and society, but to me, those are very broad subjects. I want to talk about things such as relationships, family, life, music, art, literature, kids, animals, sexuality, gender, feminism, politics, love, anything that could possibly be confusing. And I find many things confusing. And this is going to be a safe place to speak our minds and talk about what we care about. Now that I've told you what we're going to be talking about, I want to start my first discussion in my next segment, just so we can get a clear start. But first, let me define confusion. Confusion can be defined as the state of being uncertain. And uncertainty is really just not being able to choose what it is. And if it's just so confusing, it's hard to explain. But let me go ahead and tell you what I'm going to talk about in my next segment. And this episode is going to be basically the confusion about the stigma between physical and mental health, why we treat each one differently, and why, if you can guess which one, we treat better. And so come back to the next segment and listen to what I think, and definitely give me your opinions, your thoughts about physical and mental illness, or just health in general, and how you think we treat it as a society, and how we should be treating it, how it's right or it's wrong, or what really you just think about it. So I'll see you back here to talk about my personal opinion of the stigmas between physical and mental health. Okay, so today I'm going to be confused about the stigma between physical and mental health. Real quick, if you have triggers to the death of a family member, suicide, the death of a pet, or any mental illness struggles, and you may not want to listen to this, that is totally okay. Alright, so ponder on this situation real quick. You're a kid in high school, you wake up, and you're throwing up, and your stomach hurts. A parent calls the school, tells them you'll be absent due to the stomach flu. The school says, okay, and feel better. Alright, situation number two. You're a kid in high school, a good family member passes away, then a few days later your pet dies. A parent calls the school and says you'll be absent due to mental health. They say, okay, feel better, but there's a strange alteration in their voice, like it's somehow irresponsible to take care of yourself mentally. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it is not there. So that second situation is a true story. It happened to me and my family only 2 weeks ago, and this is the part where I'll be discussing more mental health and going into a little bit of suicide. So if that's something that triggers you, please don't listen or let someone listen with you. So we had a family member fail at suicide. This person did end up dying after being taken off life support. The day the service was held, our dog died. She was old and she was sick. And so it was not really a surprise. I wasn't really super attached to the dog. So I didn't really feel too sad. But I still cried. Because, other members of my family did love that dog, and so I felt sad for them. Now, 2 days later, after that, our cat died. This cat I was super attached to, and he was not even 2 years old yet. Too young to die, even for a cat. So, why do we, as a society, view physical ailment as almost a more important situation than mental? And I'm not sure if this is true. I've had a fair share of my physical issues. I've actually had two different surgeries. Both took place in my high school years. And I was never reprimanded for my days missed. Because I was sick, and my nights in the ER just made everyone look at me like I was I'm broken, and you know, I just needed a sentimental, not sentimental, but you know, I just needed sympathy. That's the word I was looking for. But before I move to mental illness, I want to bring up a show I've been watching. Let me point out to you that no company or brand of any kind is endorsing this, and any praise I give to something is simply my personal opinion. So there's a fairly new show on Netflix. It's called Alexa and Katie. It is rated Y7, so if you have a young kid, let me tell you, it's completely fine for them to watch. However, the subject matter is a lot heavier than you probably ever see on like a Disney Channel show. And I absolutely love it. It follows two high school girls, Alexa, who has leukemia, and Katie, her best friend that helps her through it all. And I don't want to ruin too much of it, just in case you decide to watch it on your own, which I highly recommend, especially if you have a child going through an illness, or you know a child going through an illness, physical or mental alike. It's just very uplifting, and so especially for such a subject matter that we see as negative a lot of times, and that's juvenile cancer. But the main character, Alexa, she doesn't want anyone at her school to know, because she fears that they'll treat her differently. And she's right. When someone finds out, they start giving her candles, giant teddy bears, and even the, quote, mean girl of the school starts to be nice to her. And Alexa is sad that people treat her like this, like she's a different person because of her illness. Now, mental illness has a stigma of being that person that's weak, lazy, broken, useless. As someone who does have mental illness, I have a great share of social anxiety, general anxiety disorder, and I also have major depressive episodes. And I understand what it's like to not be able to get out of bed, take a shower, eat, comb my hair, brush my teeth, go to school or work, talk to people. It's like every piece of the day is harder than it really should be, but that can't quite seem to be taken seriously. There's a book called 13 Reasons Why. It's also an acclaimed show, also by Netflix. People had an uproar about it because there were triggers, but no warning. First of all, I can understand this, but also it's fiction, and you should probably read what it's about before you watch it. Like Alexa and Katie, I believe there needs to be a show made for kids about mental illness, whether it be anxiety, depression, or something even more specific. Something that represents it as real and something you can live with, rather than something that just makes you weird or crazy, or, you know, we don't talk about it. So really, what I'm confused about is why mental illness is treated so badly compared to physical illness. And there's definitely more to be talked about in this subject. And so it won't be the last time I touch the topic. But for now, this is the end of the first episode of Confused. I hope you enjoyed it and I didn't confuse you too much, and you come back for more. Next time we'll be confused about something else. So I will see you then.